Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, you're welcome to the family room. Your trusted space in Radio Africana UK, where we talk about parenting. It's going to be fun tonight. We're going to be talking about parenting. We're talking about children. We're talking about family life. And I'm your host, Faye. And I'm so glad you've joined me today on this episode, because we're exploring something every parent faces, including me, how to balance work life and screen time in today's modern world. That is what we're going to be talking about. Please remember, Radio Africana is not an online radio. So if you're in the UK, wherever you are, in your car, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, you can listen to us live on Radio Africana. And if you're not in the UK, wherever you are in the world, you can join us by going to the website. You can go to www.radioafricana.com. And if you want to participate on this show, you can call the studio on 0161 222 9960, or you WhatsApp us on 0744 881 1570. It's Radio Africana live in Manchester, and we're going to be unpacking the challenges of working remotely. That one's really talk about me keeping kids engaged and managing our ever-growing, you know, since the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of parents have been, you know, working remotely, you know. So we're going to be unpacking this, managing our ever-growing dependence on screen, the ever-growing dependence on screens of our children, while also finding time to be present. That one is also key, because a lot of us, sometimes we are busy. I know sometimes, you know, after work, I don't want to talk again. I don't want to say anything to my children. I'll just tell them, please, let me rest. I'm tired. Before you know, they go to bed. But sometimes I try as much as possible as a parent to even still stay. So we're going to be talking, you know, all these things grounded and connected as a family. But before we go on this show tonight, I'm going to go on a short music break, and we'll be bringing you this song that is very key to every family, One Love by Bob Marley. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, it's still Radio Africana live here in the city of Manchester, United Kingdom. And the show is The Family Room, and I remain your host, Faye. Let's start by acknowledging something very simple but powerful, because we're talking about parenting today. And you know, parenting today looks very different from a generation ago. I remember when I was growing older, when I was younger, when I was still very young, maybe in my primary school or when I was in high school. You know, when I compare parenting of that time to this time, it's different, because I know my mom, despite the fact that she was into business and all that, she was going about her business, but then, you know, they would still have time. Even my dad had time in the evenings to sit with us and all that. But when I look at parenting now, is not like before. Even a lot of men wants to go for the jazz, you know, side hustles and all that. So many of us are just juggling remote work, side hustles, you know, we juggle with school pickups and a never-ending list of tasks. Come and ask me. I've got a lot of things to do, like this night after the show, I've got a lot of things. I remember before coming into the studio, I just told my girls, I said, see, we are coming back to come and do your aside doing laundries, we're going to do some unpacking, you know, keeping aside the things, you know, for summer and bringing out the things for winter and all that. So those things, and I have a lot of things already, you know, on my schedule for tomorrow. So equally, their dad has something similar. And technology is both a blessing and a challenge. You know, you can all agree with me. You know, with technology, we can communicate. Our kids can communicate. We can all communicate. You know, we can all get, you know, everything we need, you know, just you know, click it, tap it, you get it. But you know, it's just not easy these days. You know, everybody, you see everybody in the living room, sometimes you see everybody, they're just pressing their phone, someone is you know, working on the laptop, the kids are pressing phone, someone is playing games. No, nobody has time anymore compared to the other time, you know, where people will sit down, you know, to watch story time together and all that, even watch the news together. How many children even sit with their parents these days to watch the news together? I remember that time when I was growing up at 9 p.m. It's a must in my house. We will watch, was it 10 a.m.? We will sit down to watch, you know, the news at 10. News at 10, I remember. So when used intentionally, you know, about talking about screens today, we're talking about screens. Screens helps kids learn. We know that. They stayed entertained and even connect with family members abroad. My kids, you know, they usually call their nana, you know, every time, and then they've got two nana, so they call every time. But when screens becomes, you know, become a babysitter or a, like a buffer from real connection, that's when the trouble begins, you know. I always tell my kids, no, my screen, my kids, for them, you know, I would say straight up, my kids have screen time. But a lot of parents these days, they don't monitor what their kids, you know, see kids go into their rooms with phones and they watch YouTube, they're on TikTok, they're on Instagram till midnight. They don't have adequate sleep. Every child should have minimum of 8 hours sleep, you know, in fact 10 hours sleep. So, but you see a lot of them, they go to bed sleep. In my house, for instance, it's a no-no for me. Once it's 7:30, what their dad did was to put a screen time, their phones shut down at 7 p.m. Yes, it shut down at 7 p.m. and they don't have to do anything again after that time. What if they need to do anything on phone, they will have to ask for permission, and then we do. If we're outside doing something, you know, we'll make sure that we turn up their phone. If we're not outside, you know, we'll make sure that it's only if they have lessons or they have some other things to do that are very important. And of course, on weekends. But weekdays, they don't go beyond that. So we're going to be talking about work-life balance, work-life, you know, blur, screen dependence, solutions. So working from home can make it hard to set boundaries between professional time and family time. You need to ask me. This is actually very true, you know. But what I do and what I've said to my kids is that once I finish working, allow me to go for a walk. So I want to even advise all parents, you should be able to plan yourself. I know when you finish work, that remote work, you want to do dishes, you want to cook food. So in order to balance life, leave all your cookings, the ones that you can keep in the freezer if you like to warm your food. But if you don't like, you know, a lot of Africans, you know, like to bring out the food and warm. Sometimes, you know, people around here don't really like warming food. They like it preparing fresh and all that. And even some Africans also like preparing it fresh. So, but what you need to do is to plan your weekends to do some of your house chores, so that on weekdays, you know, whether you're a mom or you're a dad, because I'm not just talking to moms alone, have time, you know, when you're done with that remote work or you come back from work and you need to probably go to the gym. Some of us like to take a walk, someone like me, I like to take 1 hour walk or go to the park, you know, when the weather was still very friendly. Even now sometimes I still go to the park to get fresh hair. So, you know, when you come back, you know, you set a time. You know, my girls will always say bonding, you know, that's the bonding time. Have time at that time that you spend with your kids, you know, then that is the work-life balance. Have the time, you know, even if it's half an hour, quality time where nobody pick phones, nobody, you know, watch TV. And on weekends, you know, like in my house, we have on weekends, we don't need to go to the cinema before we have a movie night. We do that with popcorn and also a cup of ice cream. You know, it's something we do on Friday night and on Saturday. I'm always looking forward to it. And if we are not watching movies, you know, we watch comedy shows and all that. So screen, let me talk quickly about screen dependence. You know, if you know, both adults and children often use screens as a form of escapism. You know, sometimes, you know, I know my daughter, the older one, that is, both of them are teenagers, but the older one, you know, sometimes when we're watching TV, she would just run to our room, and after an hour did that, we say, where's she? Say she's in our room. We know that she's already, you know, on the phone. And sometimes if it's towards the evening, we just shut it down, and like first shut down for her. So once it's shut down, she'll come back downstairs. So, you know, we just have to keep talking to our kids to know how to, like I always tell them, that don't be, you see some adults these days, you think that even their phones or their tablets are glued to their palm. They can't even let go. They are going into the toilet, the phone is with them. They are on the street, the phone is with them. They're in the kitchen, the phone is with them. When are you going to have a break? Come on. So for our kids, we just need to keep educating them. Like I keep telling my children, when you're walking on the road, cultivate the habit of not, you know, pressing your phone. Your friend, when you get on the bus, when you sit down, you can check your friend is chatting you up. But you know, you just see people, they can't do away with their phones, they can't do away with their, you know, they can't do away with screen generally. It's not only phone. Some children will be on the screen. Sometimes it shocked me. You know, I'm always shocked when I see even children, early years children, and some parents, African parents, if you're still doing it, they stop it. Your children, early years, particularly from age 1 to 5, you're killing them if you make them to watch screen, to watch TV for more than 30 minutes, 20 minutes. For early years, what they should have minimum, it's even 10, 15 minutes at a time, and not even every time. You're killing them if you think you're going to put that show, that cartoon, so that they will not have time. Their mind will just be too adventurous. They will not use their brain. They will not use their mind. They will not be able to think, you know. So give them some other things. Get some other things to occupy them. Create a kitchen in the home. Create something for them to play with. So what are the solutions? You know, like I said, create a clear routine, set tech-free zones, like I just suggested for my kids. Tech-free zones, the time to bond, no tech, keep it aside. You know, you're on the road, keep your tech aside. You know, like during dinner time or bedtime, you know, bedtime is a no-no. Why should a child still keep the phone during bedtime? Parents, if you can WhatsApp me, you can DM me, ask me what to do. I can tell you what to do. There are so many, you know, so many platforms that you can use to make your children to, nobody has paid me, so I'm not going to talk about it, that you can use to shut down your system, your children's screen time on phone, especially at night, and you monitor what they watch, what they see, who they talk to, and all that. And then of course, you as a parent, you need to also model the behavior you want your children to follow. You know, model it. If you are the type that you finish work and then you just watch TV from maybe like 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., when will you have time for your children? By the time you model and you say, no, this is my time when I read a book, they know, oh, this is mom's time or dad's time to read a book, they would do it. So one strategy I often suggest is the power hour. One uninterrupted hour a day when the phone is away. You know, the TV is off and everyone in the family engages. Like I told my kids recently, the power hour is between 7:30 when they are done with all the assignment. That's the power hour, 7:30 to 8:30. So we're not talking to anyone, we're not discussing with anyone, but whether so we are going to be reading, we are going to be walking, we're playing together. So that's the power hour. So what is that power hour? So I want you to tell me when your power hour is, you know, after this show. Just go and let me know when you want to create your own power hour and when your power hour is. And during the week also, you can update me if you've started so that we will know. So now I'm going to be taking some questions from, so I've got a question from Kojo. Kojo is in Birmingham, and he says, how can I get my teenage son off his phone without it turning into a fight? Oh, I know teenage sons, it comes with fight. It's just a lot of, you know, the teens always love to crave autonomy, and you know, when you constantly nag, you know, I'm also a parent of teenagers, and I know sometimes, I remember some very recent, my daughter said something to me. She said, Mom, I just feel like sometimes you just do something, or you don't want me to do what I want to do, and I just feel like slappy. I'm sorry to say, she just said, that was what she told me. She said, Mom, I'm sorry to say this, but sometimes I just feel like slapping you. I said, no, you know, you can't slap me, you know, but our constant nagging often backfires. I wish, you know, myself, I can stop nagging, but sometimes it's not nagging. We just want them. We just want to say to them. We just want them to know, no, you can't use your phone. No, you can't do this. That, no, you can't watch TV anymore. You can't do this. You need to go and do your assignment. But I believe that, you know, trying to make it a collaborative process, just like we do, you know, for early years, because they're a teenager, does not mean that you can't talk to them like the way you used to talk to them when they are between the age of 1 and 5. That is what actually you should do. You know, it should be a collaborative process. Sit them down and create tech guidelines together. Oh, when do you want not to use phone? When do you want not to watch TV? For my children, you know, we did something that we enforced from when they were very young. Monday to Thursday, no screen, no TV, nothing. On Friday, Saturday, they watch TV till about 9 p.m. and that is it. And even on Saturday, there's a time, no TV in the morning till afternoon. So if you want to adapt this, you want me to share my opinions, you want me to help you out, you can reach me, you know, after the show. And you know what other thing that you do, sit them down. When you do this, it will reduce the drama. Ask your son. So for me, Kojo, I would say ask your son what he think is fair enough. They will tell you, then you'll be able to draw a balance. You know, just for instance, I remember when I was going to get married, my husband, we sat down, we said, how many kids are we going to have? So that is, I said, I wanted 3. He said he wanted 1. And then we had to sit down and we have to now, you know, strike a balance and say, okay, what is fair enough? Okay, 2 is fair enough. So it's the same thing you do with your children. Don't say they are teenagers, they should know, and you want to enforce that on them. No. So also consider tech swaps, you know, say like, 30 minutes of chores for 30 minutes of screen time, you know, like that. So if you do dishes, I know these days I do that for one of my child who does not really like to do dishes. I'll say, okay, when you finish your dishes, you know, your screen time ends at 7. I will turn it back on and you can have 30 minutes of screen time. And she'll just be happy. Just involve them, give them ownership, you know, and reduce the drama. Could you? That is just the magic, Kojo. If you have more questions, you can keep sending in. This is the Family Room on Radio Africana. Remember, Radio Africana is not an online radio, but of course, if you're not in the United Kingdom, you can listen to us online. And you can call the studio on 0161-222-9960. And you can also WhatsApp us on 07-44-881-157. Before we come back to give you practical tips and takeaways, we want you to enjoy this musical break. That is Lean On Me. Keep listening. I'll be right back. If you're just joining us, it's still the Family Room with Faye on Radio Africana UK, and we're giving it to you live from the city of Manchester. So today we've been talking about how to balance work, life and screen time in today's modern world. So we've had some of our listeners that has asked us questions about how they can, you know, help their teenagers, the teen son, to, you know, cut down the screen time. And we've been able to give, you know, the word, you know, what they need to do. So, and now we're going to be giving practical tips and takeaways. Before we wrap up here, there are some quick practical tips to help you balance work life and screens. So, number one, I said this before, create a tech agreement as a family. You know, we all have to, just like that song, we all have pains, we all have sorrows, but we have to just lean on one another. So you just have to collaborate. We have to sit down together and make the rules together. You can't have teenage children, even the younger ones sometimes do rebel, you know, they rebel and they say no, you're nagging and all that. So but you have to create a tech-free agreement. So it's an agreement as a family which rules everyone helps set, you know, everyone will say, my older teenager, you know, she's going to college soon, and she said, Mom, she said, Dad, you need to increase my screen time on phone. And we said, oh, we are talking to her. We're still talking to her. We said, okay, maybe it will be from 7 till about 9 p.m., you know, because she has a tendency of even going beyond. I know sometimes when the screen time is increased because she needs to do something on the phone, and the younger sister will come back to me, you know, if it's a weekend, like 10 p.m., half 10, and say, Mom, can you lock her phone? She's still on the phone, you know, something like that. So we just have to collaborate with that in the family. So whether you're a single parent, I'm talking to you, or you're married, single, I'm talking to everyone. As long as you have children, whether they are foster children, they are your biological children, or they are your children from your family that you're taking care of. Number two, prioritize quality time each day. Even if it's just 20 minutes, like I said, myself and my children, we've got what we called girls hangout, like the girls time out. That's what we call it. So it's the time we bond and then we talk about things. Sometimes for me, sometimes we study the word of God together. Not sometimes, every time we study the word of God together, and we move, you know, to doing a lot of things together. We watch a lot of things, even as far as hygiene, some things on YouTube, we'll go to it. One day we just, as I said, I saw something, girls, on YouTube, how to do your oral hygiene properly, and we played it and they watched together, and they've not remained the same again since that day. They actually follow that particular person on YouTube these days, you know, they follow, they watch it whenever they have time and it's their screen time. So another thing also, take digital detox breaks on weekends. You know, for some time, you know, like last year, we will not just go outside. We don't want to go. These days, from summer last year, what I just made it as a point of duty that we go to the park. You know, we just take our mats, we go to the park, we sit down, they go around. We make sure we go out. We don't just sit down on weekends. Go out, take, you know, it's a digital detox break. go away from the screen, go away from the phone, you know, go outside, walk together. You can walk for 1 hour, you can walk on the road for 1 hour, you're talking, you're gisting, you know, go to different places, do chores together, do the house chores together, and say, oh, we are going to do something for 30 minutes together. That takes them away, takes you also away from the phone. And say, when we're doing it together, we're not going to pick our phones, we're not going to return messages, we're not going to, you know, take phone calls and all that. Then, of course, as parent or as a carer, lead by example. If you want less screen time for your kids, let them see you unplugging too. Let them see you unplugging too. My husband now, for instance, once it's 10:30, he shut down his system. Before, myself, I don't know how to shut my system until about 12 midnight. So, but now, these days, I lead by example. I also go to bed in time. Once I finish work and we have quality time together, the next thing I want to do is to watch the news, catch up on the news stories, what is trending around the world. And by 10:30, I'm on bed, you know. I don't watch TV till late night anymore. So, except on weekends if we are together as a family to watch late night movie. So, this isn't just about perfection. It's about intention. We all just have to be intention. We have to lean on one another. We have to help one another. So, I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that has joined me on the show. So that is it for today's episode. And we've been talking about balancing parenting. Work and screen time is no easy talk, but with small, consistent steps, you know, you can create a rhythm that feels more connected, more joyful, and less stressful. You know, there won't be nagging in the house. You wouldn't have to shout at one another. So, thank you everyone for tuning into the Family Room on Radio Africana. Join me next week as we talk about positive discipline, teaching without punishing. I'm sure this is going to be a very big one. Positive discipline, teaching without punishing. Until then, remember, your presence is more powerful than any app or screen. Your presence as a parent or carer is more powerful than any app on screen. I remain your host, Faye, and I'll join me next week, same time on Radio Africana. As we close, we're going to be closing with this song from the late Onyeka Onwenu, One Love. Thank you. Bye-bye.